Have you ever introduced your family members to your boss? The boss only knows what you've told him or her about them. Joseph's family is now living in Goshen during the severe famine, and it's time to have an audience with Pharaoh. Joseph instructs his brothers to tell Pharaoh they are shepherds because Egyptians think shepherds are detestable. This may have been to put Pharaoh and his officials at ease that Joseph wasn't bringing an invading army of Hebrews. Here's where you see how much Pharaoh truly respects Joseph when he says to his brothers, "And if you know any among them with special ability, put them in charge of my own livestock." In other words, if they are half as good as you, Joseph, let them care for my stuff too. What a compliment. Now the 130-year-old Jacob has a chance to meet Pharaoh as well. He is bold enough to bless Pharaoh twice in his presence. But again, we see how much Pharaoh likes Joseph as he gave him property in the best part of the land, the district of Ramses. Isn't it wonderful to witness God's faithfulness to save his people? God's favor and blessing on Joseph, even in a foreign nation, has given Jacob's family the best of their land. And remember, this is during a severe famine. The famine continues to ravage Egypt and Canaan, so much so that people start running out of money to pay for all the grain that Joseph has stored up. They begin selling their land and later themselves in the form of servitude. Lest we forget, this was a devastating drought. People were desperate. With Joseph's administration skills, he made Egypt and Pharaoh very, very rich. Never would we condone making people slaves. However, this shows how desperate people were during this famine. It also might explain why Pharaoh didn't kick the Israelites out when the famine was over. Pharaoh was too indebted to Joseph for all he did for Egypt. Why get rid of your prized employee when he's done so much for the nation? Questions. In what ways was God blessing the Israelites during the famine? Do you believe your faith has a place in your workplace? Why or why not? What are your thoughts on how Joseph handled the Egyptians and other nations when their money ran out?